We are joined now, as we are every Friday, by NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, Juan, what about John McCain? He hasn't really officially announced yet. He's supposed to do that next week. Should he call that off?
No. Well, I don't think we're at that point, but he is in bad shape. Given the troubles that McCain had with fundraising, there is no indication of any light, any spark that would somehow indicate a future for this campaign.
Hmm. And even his stance on the Iraq War, that hasn't caught on?
Not at all. In fact, you know, one way that a lot of the political professionals around Washington are talking about it is that it was a lost moment, that it simply sank into darkness because the IMUS controversy, the Virginia Tech controversy, many newspapers didn't play it on the front page. So the result is that much of the American public really didn't pick up on the speech as provocative, reassuring, or transformative. Instead, they just think John McCain is stuck somehow supporting a failed policy here and is trying to win or appease the far right that is still supportive of President Bush. But they're such a small group at this point that even among the base in the Republican Party, they don't seem to be determinative. They don't seem to be taking any kind of leading role that would allow McCain to regain his spark and his momentum.
Here's someone who's definitely not supporting the Iraq War, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, after he met with President Bush about coming up with compromise legislation about funding the war. He had this to say to reporters.
I believe myself that the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, and you have to make your own decision as to what the president knows, that this war is lost.
This war is lost, a strong statement coming from Harry Reid. What's the response?
Well, the response so far has been from the White House to try to set it up that Harry Reid is taking on the troops, not taking on the president. And in fact, next week you'll see General Petraeus come to the Senate to try to make the argument to many of the Democrats that he needs the funding and that, that they need to give the troops time to make the surge work, despite all the carnage we've seen in Baghdad over the last few days.
So obviously it doesn't look like the two sides are going to have a compromise anytime soon. President Bush will veto a Democratic bill calling for a timetable. Do the Democrats have enough votes to override?
No. What they do have is plans to somehow make the deadlines for withdrawal, put them in flux so that there wouldn't be a hard line, so that they would be suggested points for benchmarks for withdrawal rather than allowing the troops to stay there with no end in sight. And I might add here that what you've seen just recently is that Republicans like Gordon Smith of Oregon, Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, have offered support for these kinds of bills, but now you're getting people like Olympia Snow of Maine saying it's time for withdrawal.
Okay, let's go to the other big story in Washington. That was the 7 hours of testimony yesterday by Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Things got pretty testy, and even Republicans found it difficult to support him wholeheartedly. Here is Republican Tom Coburn of Oklahoma.
It's generous to say that there were misstatements. It's a generous statement, and I believe you ought to suffer the consequences that these others have suffered. And I believe the best way to put this behind us is your resignation.
Juan, how many calls for his resignation from Republicans do there need to be before the White House decides he has to go?
Well, you know, it's not the White House, man. This is so interesting to me because White House people think he ought to go and do not think that he helped himself yesterday. Now, Dana Perino, the White House acting press secretary, said the president was pleased with the attorney general's performance, remains supportive of the attorney general. But in terms of top staff at the White House, they're kind of puzzled. You've got to wonder if it's just a matter of loyalty, self-interest, the president feeling that he can run the clock out in terms of coming to the end of his term with this man and as the attorney general, with Gonzalez as the attorney general.
So when you say there's no support in the White House, you're saying that basically it's President Bush only who is supporting him?
That's my impression. That's what my reporting indicates. Now it's down to the president and Gonzalez and a personal relationship that dates back to Austin and the time that President Bush was Governor Bush, and he brought on Alberto Gonzalez as his top lawyer.
So it's basically up to those two men.
You know, it's weird because in government, it usually doesn't come down to such a clear test of loyalty, but that's it at this point. I don't see any political support for Alberto Gonzalez among the Republican base, among White House loyalists, among people working in the White House. It's the president and Alberto Gonzalez. End of story.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Thanks, Juan.
You're welcome, Alan.